Hi again. In this audio, we are addressing the children's mental body experience. Most, if not all, children of awesomeism are having a predominantly right-brained experience of the world. This experience is beautifully illustrated by Jill Bolte Taylor in her TED Talk called A Stroke of Insight, in which she describes her experience of losing left brain function and experiencing a heightened right brain state of awareness. Heightened right brain activity is fundamentally an experience beyond time and space. This state is one that is naturally held by energetically sensitive children, as well as by those who live a more multidimensional experience. For those functioning in a pattern of descension, left brain function can be extremely challenging. The linear focus of this hemisphere is the complete antithesis of the multidimensional, no time, no space perspective of these children. Yet we constantly ask them to function from this perspective because it makes us feel safe, rather than taking their lead to move to higher states of mental and cognitive function. The mental and cognitive learning style of this population occurs primarily through the senses and involves learning through multidimensional experiences and awareness. Until we learn to function their way, we can bridge our worlds by providing these children with pictures and subtle gestural cues to enhance their ability to understand our primitive means of communication. Please make no mistake that these techniques are just as much for us as they are for them. As we understand that specific sensory information can bridge our two worlds and offer this to the children, they recognize that we are at least attempting to connect, even though these are baby steps in the big scheme of where they can take us. Traditional educational approaches primarily focus on the development of left brain skills, which can be very frustrating to this right brain population. This form of education has a tendency to focus on the mind and the body with no attention at all placed in the realm of spirit or energy. These children live in this realm, and thus we need to know how to understand and work in these realms to effectively support what is most meaningful for them. Energy techniques which address clearing the energy bodies, grounding, and creating strong boundaries can be very helpful for this population as they learn to navigate this very new experience of being a human. I need to make a few clarifications here. Depending on the child, their level of dissension, and their diagnosis, some left brain characteristics may be more predominant. The important understanding to get here is that these children function in multidimensional worlds, and they are attempting to demonstrate what they have access to through a neurological process that is not up to speed with the information that they receive. It is easiest for that information to channel through the right hemisphere of the brain and bypass the left, especially as it relates to language and linear processing of information. These children do not learn in a linear way. They learn cyclically, or through what I refer to as fractal absorption. This means they are not learning through their brains at all. They're acclimating to this world and its experiences by taking in the information related to human life and experience through absorption into every cell in the body. They are actually learning by being here, not by being taught math, science, English, etc. That is all secondary. These children need opportunities to absorb the human experience, integrate it, and create it as part of their daily lives. This happens in part by, number one, us being curious and thus willing to understand their worlds instead of always demanding that they function in our limited ways. Number two, asking them questions, regardless if we believe they can respond, and then waiting for the response anyway. It will come to us one way or another. Number three, supporting them in understanding this world as if they were travelers from far away, and sharing with them the information that might be obvious to us, but is not so obvious if you are new to this planet. This requires a "this is how humans express" type of education. Again, not to mold, but to inform. We would not ask someone from another country to change who they were in order to experience this country, but we ask children from other worlds to conform to limited human expressions when their mental and cognitive function might actually be superior to ours.